Welcome, everyone, to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim here with you on your local radio station and reminding you that you're invited to TK Angus 41st Annual Bull and Female Production Sale. Now, that's coming up on December 16th. It starts at 11:30 Central Time at the ranch east of Valentine. They'll be selling 155 fall-born Angus bulls, 30 two-year-old bulls, and more. Get a hold of Tim Marlette, Rick Marlette, or Brad Arrowsmith about the details on this. And you can bid online at DV Auction. So check it all out, December 16th, TK Angus Bull Sale.
And dive into a world beyond the pasture of Tri-State Livestock News. Unearth the secrets of successful breeders, immerse in the thrill of rodeo news, and explore exciting upcoming events. With a focus on everything from grain to performance horses, we are the Rancher's Weekly Bible. Make sure you check it out. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read. Hey, yeah. Mike, I've got something that's 20 years old, actually.
20 years. That would be in about 2004?
Yep, that's right.
What do you got?
I've got, interestingly enough, Martha Stewart. For those who still remember Martha Stewart, this is something that came out. She was actually in jail over Thanksgiving in 2024, and this message came out. Seeing as she's in prison, Martha Stewart will not be dining with us this Thanksgiving. I'm telling you in advance, so don't act surprised, since Miss Stewart won't be coming. I've made a few small changes. Our sidewalk will not be lined with homemade paper bag luminaries. After a trial run, it was decided that no matter how cleverly done, rows of flaming lunch sacks do not have the desired welcoming effect. Once inside, our guests will note that the entry hall is not decorated with the swags of Indian corn and fall foliage I had planned to make. Instead, I've gotten the kids involved in the decorating by having them track in colorful autumn leaves from the front yard. The mud was their idea. Now, the dining table will not be covered with expensive linens, fancy china, or crystal goblets. If possible, we will use dishes that match, and everyone will get a fork. Since this is Thanksgiving, we will refrain from using the plastic Peter Rabbit plate and the Santa napkins from last Christmas. Our centerpiece will not be the tower of fresh fruit and flowers that I promised. Instead, we will be displaying a hedgehog-like decoration handcrafted from the finest construction paper. The artist assures me it is a turkey. We will be dining fashionably late. The children will entertain you while you wait. I'm sure they will be happy to share every choice comment I have made regarding Thanksgiving, pilgrims, and the turkey hotline. Please remember that most of these comments were made at 5 a.m. upon discovering that the turkey was still hard enough to cut diamonds. As accompaniment to the children's recital, I will play a recording of tribal drumming. If the children should mention that I don't own a recording of tribal drumming, or that tribal drumming sounds suspiciously like a frozen turkey in a clothes dryer, ignore them. They are lying. We toyed with the idea of ringing a daintily silver bell to announce the start of our feast. In the end, we chose to keep our traditional method. We also decided against a formal seating arrangement. When the smoke alarm sounds, please gather around the table and sit where you like. In the spirit of harmony, we will ask the children to sit at a separate table, in a separate room, next door. Now, I know you have all seen pictures of one person carving a turkey in front of a crowd of appreciative onlookers. This will not be happening at our dinner. For safety reasons, the turkey will be carved in a private ceremony. I stress private, meaning do not, under any circumstances, enter the kitchen to laugh at me. Do not send small, unsuspecting children to check on my progress. I have an electric knife. The turkey is unarmed. It stands to reason that I will eventually win. When I do, we will eat. I would like to take this opportunity to remind my young diners that passing the rolls is not a football play, nor is it a request to bean your sister in the head with warm, tasty bread. Oh, and one reminder for the adults. For the duration of the meal, and especially while in the presence of diners, we will refer to the giblet gravy by its lesser-known name, cheese sauce. If a young diner questions you regarding the origins or type of cheese sauce, plead ignorance. Cheese sauce stains. Before I forget, there is one last change. Instead of offering a choice between 12 different scrumptious desserts, we will be serving a traditional pumpkin pie garnished with whipped cream and small fingerprints. You will still have a choice. Take it or leave it. Martha Stewart will not be dining with us this Thanksgiving. She probably won't come next year either. I am thankful. That is from 20 years ago. And with Thanksgiving coming up next weekend, I thought you should know.
And that's The Good Stuff.